Well, this morning we have a guest joining us. Sharon Guffey Lewis is with us here this morning, and we're going to talk a little bit about the Hitchcock House and some of the renovations that have been done here recently. Sharon, good morning. Thank you for the time.
Good morning, Jim.
Appreciate
it. Good to hear you.
You bet. Hey, we talked last summer a little bit about the Hitchcock House and some of the issues that were, well, the ongoing issues that with a facility like that, you're always going to be working on keeping it viable for the future, but kind of had to shut down a little bit early here this summer season to get some work done on the facility, and sounds like the project has come along well.
Yes, Jim, it is. It's actually, we are completed the outside work that had to be done in the basement. The south wall in the basement was giving way, which was, of course, then causing issues upstairs on the main floor, particularly not as much on the second floor yet. But had we let it go, it certainly would have caused, you know, I mean, the building would really have begun to deteriorate. So, you know, it is a National Historic Landmark, one of 27 in Iowa, and we have an obligation and a responsibility to repair it. And so we did shut down in July, July 23rd, I believe, and secured a contractor by the name of Mark Markison from Crescent, Iowa, to come and start work on it. And he started... probably really got started by the middle of August and then continued until he wanted to be done before the snow came. And he made it by about 10 days. So that was a good thing. We have the wall is now, the south wall in the basement is now secured. And we started at the west end of the building and on the south side and moved towards the east. He didn't have to go all the way to the east corner because that was still in good shape. But the biggest culprit was actually in the basement part of the structure, not so much in the secret room. But he took it all apart, basically, and relayed the stone and put in some new stone where the current, you know, wall was weak, and did a really, really fine job. We're just very pleased with it. And the Cass County Conservation Board helped us financially to pay for it, and the Board of Supervisors supported us once again and helped us to pay for it. So the project is completed and will be paid for in about a week. So we're happy about that.
Well, the Hitchcock House, located near Lewis, is, of course, as Sharon mentioned, on the Historic Register. It was part of the Underground Railroad operated by Reverend George Hitchcock. So it's an older facility. It's, gosh, the nature of the way that it's used with so many people coming in and no one living there on a regular basis, it has different types of needs than someone's house would have.
Yes, it does. I mean, we do keep it heated in the wintertime, you know, like 55, 58 degrees. But that solely is to help preserve the structure because it is a National Historic Landmark and is not lived in on a regular basis. And it was getting to the point in the summer that we were being a little bit uneasy about taking people in, especially any large groups. And so the tours, we felt like the tours were going to have to stop. And we maybe stopped a little bit sooner than we actually would have needed to. But then the failure of the building in Davenport sort of got our attention real quickly. And so we decided to, you know, to just go ahead and shut down. Plus the fact that we did have to pretty much empty the upstairs of the house and the main floor on the parlor and the kitchen and the dining room. So it was something that was timely to be fixed, There was no doubt about it.
Sharon, because of the nature of the building, its age and the way it's used and all those kinds of things, is it difficult? Do you just find any contractor out there? Do you have to work with someone who has some experience with these types of buildings?
We contacted only contractors who deal with restorations. Markison Construction in Iowa is one of the few, I think, that there are in Iowa. We did contact a couple of contractors in Chicago, near the Chicago area in Illinois. But we chose Markison. He's had 46 years of experience he's done a lot of restoration in the old market. And this is basically what he does. He and his son work together. And so this is basically what they do for a living, is to restore older buildings. Our house is 167, almost 168 years old. And so it is going to need constant, help. We know that we're going to have to do primarily the same thing we did this summer. In a year or two, we're going to have to do to the east wall, because the east wall is also giving away. And, when the house was built and the foundation was made, they didn't have the equipment, nor did they have the products that we can, that we have today. However, we do have to be careful about what we used for products. We had to purchase a very special kind of mortar that is used in restoration of old buildings. So there's a lot of things to watch. And I will give the Markison crew a big credit. They were very careful with that and watching. So, it's not just anyone who can come in and do this. It has to be someone who's had some experience and some knowledge about restoring old buildings, especially buildings that have been placed on the National Historic Landmark. Makes it more important.
Well, Sharon, when we talked over this summer about the pending work and having to close down just a tad early this last season, we also talked about, folks wanted to help out. People don't work for free. There's money involved in these types of projects. And if folks wanted to help out with donations, they were willing to do that. And did you get some donations? Are you still looking for donations?
We still are looking. We are always looking for donations. I'll just be real honest. We exist and take care of the Hitchcock House solely on donations and grants. We received a grant from the Iowa Southwest Iowa Community Foundation, and that was a big help. We have very generous friends of the Hitchcock House list, and we sent a letter out and received, I probably won't get this figure exactly right, but close to $9,000 in donations. People are very generous, and we thank everyone who donated. And you can still send a donation to the Hitchcock House. We have determined that we're going to be a little bit better equipped for such a major project this next time, because we know, we just know it's coming at some point. It's an old house, and it will constantly need help. And so, and we certainly appreciate the Board of Supervisors.
You bet. It's always good to get the current project taken care of and then paid off, but always got to build those coffers up for what's always coming down the road. So,
yes.
So you expect that this coming season, then, things will be pretty much according to plan?
That is our goal. We will open on May the 1st. Whether we have completed dining room and parlor walls or not, that's not, that's not really necessary for us to open. Actually, it's kind of neat to see the inside of the from the inside out. You know, you can stand in the dining room or the parlor and see what the walls really look like from the outside. And so it's really kind of neat. And so the board meets tomorrow night, and we will discuss that at length as to how we're going to proceed to finish the inside. We're very fortunate to have Mark Clark on our board, and he is a good construction person. And so he directs us, you know, very carefully in how we're how we will proceed. But we will open on May the 1st, and I believe the Pioneer Days are May the 3rd and 4th. So we'll, with the help of the Cass County Conservation folks, we will have a really good opening this year.
Jump right into the new season. Very good.
That's right. And we don't anticipate having to close. So that,
very good.
That, yeah, that's always a nice future look.
Sharon, if folks would like to make donations, how would they do that?
They may send them to the Hitchcock House at 67388 567th Lane, Lewis, Iowa, and we will take them readily from there.
All right, very good. Well, hope folks take the time to do that, and look forward to the new season again as well. It's a local treasure we have right here in our own backyard, so it's nice to know that we have a group of folks looking to keep that alive.
Yes, I hope people realize that this is a treasure. Like I said earlier, there are only 27 in Iowa that are National Historic Landmarks, and to have one here in the Southwest is really, really a great asset to the Cass County. We have approximately 2,000 to 3,000 visitors a year from all over. People are always surprised when I tell them that, you know, we have people from Europe that stop in. We have people from all parts of the United States that come. So it is an attraction, definitely.
The point of significance, you bet. We've been talking about the renovations at the Hitchcock House there near Lewis with Board Chair Sharon Guffey Lewis here this morning. Sharon, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Yeah, thank you, Jim. We appreciate always being able to tell our story. So thank you for inviting us.